Can guilt ever be good? Well, if you talk about character training, it is talking about the development of the conscience. Now, guilt is the mechanism by which the conscience is trained. Sounds strange? It is good to feel bad when you do wrong. The fallacy of the postmodern psychological thinking is this: the way you help a person to conquer guilt is to heap lots of praise and feel-good factor on the poor individual. This seems logical because since someone is already feeling bad about their misbehavior, why rub it in and worsen the situation? Now, when a child misbehaves, it is not due to certain genetic flaw that must be overcome with a lot of sweet reasoning and sweet talk. It is within his nature to misbehave. It is his default mode. What guilt does is that it signals a lack of coherence in his soul. Something just doesn't click. As a child, he may not know it yet, but when Johnny pinches the little sister, you can be sure of that certain look in his eyes, the guilty look. Effective parenting takes place when we deal with the misbehavior head-on and not reason it away with sweet, candy-floss-like self-esteem talk. Oh, Johnny is just going through a phase. He will grow out of it. He's tired, etc. and etc. Well, if children just grow out of their misbehavior, then today's teenagers ought to be the most well-behaved bunch on planet Earth. But what do we see today? Reality is they behave as if they are from another planet. When guilt is present, it is indicative that we, as responsible parents, ought to take the following three steps. Step number one, appeal to the conscience. State plainly the misdemeanor of the misbehavior and why it is wrong. The key is to state it plainly, like a police officer. Just read out the charge. Do not attempt to reason or sweet talk or bribe or persuade or cajole. Whether the child accepts it or not, now that's another matter. The important thing is to rub it in and state the charges as it is. If it is lying, call it lying. If it's bullying, call it bullying. The rule of thumb is this: the younger the child is, the less reasoning is required. It might not click now, but it will later. Step number two, enforce the consequence. For children who are 6 years old and below, a light and controlled spanking may be in order. There needs to be an association between pain and misbehavior. Why? This is because their moral faculty is not yet fully developed, so their sense of guilt is relieved by the loving administration of the rod. The key is for parents to be both authoritatively loving and lovingly authoritative. Love without the rod is a sentimental love which leads to rebelliousness later on in life, guaranteed. For the older kids, removal of privileges provides the pain factor. Mind you, it must be a significant privilege. Going to bed without dinner will not work if your daughter is used to fasting twice a week. For my family, the Saturday movie night is a big deal, so it really causes a strong association when that is taken away as a privilege. Early to bed on Saturday night is almost like a life sentence. Step three, carry out the restitution. There is no such thing as a victimless crime. Inevitably, there are parties who are affected by any misbehaviors. If something is stolen, it has to be returned with interest and increased quantity. If something mean is said, a letter of apology should be written. If someone is offended, a handmade card or kind gift is in order. Guilt is that mechanism to warn us that a breach of relationship has collapsed and it needs to be mended in a practical way. Just saying sorry is not enough. If the action caused the pain, it takes a greater action to eliminate it. That's just how life goes. The earlier the child accepts it, the less of a brat he will grow up to be. So, are you interested in training your child for good character? Then welcome guilt as your partner. It's not about making the child feel bad. It's about guiding the child to face the guilt head-on and overcome it with forgiveness, repentance, and restitution. Now, that is what conscious training is all about and what every child needs. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here of GoodMonday.com.